How do we do complete tshuva on Yom Kippur? Most of the averis that we mention, we probably will do again this year. So is that a true tshuva? The answer is yes. Because tshuva is a mindset. Feeling bad about what we've done, and having a sincere desire not to do it again. Let's take Lashon Hara for example. If someone does tshuva on Lashon Hara, he feels bad that he spoke Lashon Hara, and he sincerely desires not to do it again, with a true sincerity. Because if someone would approach him now with some Lashon Hara, he definitely wouldn't listen. So his desire is real. That is complete tshuva. What happens tomorrow is irrelevant. Even if he talks Lashon Hara tomorrow, his tshuva still stands. That is our job on Yom Kippur. As we mention each avera in the vidui, to stop for a moment and think. We feel bad that we've done this avera, and we sincerely desire not to do it again. With the true sincerity that if someone would approach us now and offer us the avera, we would not do it. That is complete tshuva. And it doesn't make a difference what happens tomorrow. If we can do this tshuva on every one of our averas, we will have a complete kapara on Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem titaru.